Support for KNKX comes from WSECU, now offering 3 new Visa credit cards and 3 new checking accounts, with benefits that fit a variety of lifestyles and financial needs. More information is available at WSECU.org. WSECU, serving Washington since 1957.
This is Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and I'm sitting in the studio with Sound Effect producer Jennifer Wing. This is our midweek podcast where we grab a story from our show, give it a spin, and talk over the backstory a little bit. Jennifer, we're going to be hearing a story that you did for our show on safety nets, and this is going to be kind of about a guy who was weaving his own safety net in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, it's about a young man who goes by Fantasy A. His real name is Alex Hubbard, and yes, he is looking for a place to live.
So we're going to listen to that story, and then we're going to stick around and talk a little bit about some of the reporting that you have done on the safety net that the state and the government makes available for people like Alex, and how that might meet some of his needs, but how it might also fall short in some ways of what he needs and wants. So stick around. This is from our show on Safety Net right here on Sound Effect. If you've spent much time walking around Seattle, you've probably spotted a poster somewhere for Fantasy A, bearing the image of a young African-American man.
I'm a musician with autism, and I write songs about my personal struggles.
His ubiquitous handmade flyers promote performances at local clubs and bars where he shares his story through rap music. Sound Effect producer Jennifer Wing spent some time with Fantasy A as he taped and stapled flyers to telephone poles on just about every corner of South Lake Union.
How much of your time do you spend putting posters up?
I usually do it like 6 hours a day doing postering.
Every day?
Yes, every day.
As Jennifer soon found out, this aggressive self-promotion is not only about his music. It's also about a man who needs a home, doing his best to weave his own safety net.
Ever since a teacher in high school told Fantasy A about the importance of being positive, he shares his enthusiasm for the brighter side of life with almost everyone he meets throughout the day.
I want y'all to have a fantastic day, and my model to give you everyone is to be yourself, be inspired, and be respectful. Go Hawks, go Mariners, and go Sounders, and go different teams. And peace, much love, love you guys, and good luck with everything.
Fantasy A and I walk and walk and walk through the lunch hour rush of Amazonia and South Lake Union. We pause about every 50 steps so that he can tape a flyer to a pole promoting one of his upcoming shows.
And that flyer is for the show that's coming up this Saturday for the Boo Boom Tavern.
Fantasy A is 25 years old. The fantasy comes from his love of science fiction and magic. The A stands for his real name, Alex. Alex Hubbard. At the Blue Moon Tavern, he wears dark wide pants, a dark button-down shirt, and his usual dark painter's cap. He starts his short set of hip-hop with his song, Can't Stand Anxiety. What he just said is really easy to miss. It's loud. In this song, Alex says the house that he's living in Skyway is tearing down apart, and that it got him too much stress. He has a painful heart. We'll get back to this, but first, let's meet one of Alex's biggest fans.
He's almost like Buddha, and he sort of emits a green, calming energy. I'm Noah Zoltan Sofian. I'm 26, and I was one of the directors of Fantasy A Gets Jacked. Fantasy A Gets Jacked is a 25-minute film about Fantasy A and the day he gets robbed multiple times.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your homie, Fantasy A. As a rapper with autism, I want everybody to hear my everyday struggles, especially the day I got jacked. On my birthday.
People, like, when they see him, get excited. Like, we would be filming the movie, and he'd be across the street, and we'd, like, set the camera up, and we're just filming him walking, and just this car screeches to a halt, and the person, you just hear him go, like, oh my God, it's Fantasy A, I can't believe it's you. And he goes, so glad to meet you. And so like it would happen all the time. We'd be on a bridge and a garbage truck would stop. It's like, is that Fantasy A? Oh my God, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, it doesn't really go beyond that. But like, he makes, like I said, that green energy he has, he just kind of makes people feel good.
Noah met Alex 2 years ago through his friend David Lewis. David and Noah co-directed the short film. After shooting for the film was done for each day, their cameraman, who had a car, would drive everyone home. Usually, Noah got dropped off before Alex. But one day, the conversation going on in the car was so good that Noah decided to stay for the duration. It was on this day when Noah saw where Alex lives in Skyway. The state of the house shocked him.
We'd only heard what our cameraman had told us about the house because he would always drop him off. And so when we went with him, we couldn't believe it. Like, it's a small, like, tract home in Skyway. Like, it's overgrown with like, plant life all over the house. And the roof is caving in, so it has, you know, a blue tarp over it and just all this crumbling stuff. The house is not very, like, it looks like it's in a constant brownout, basically.
Noah and David want to find Alex a new place to live. These two novice filmmakers not only genuinely like Alex, but Noah says they're really indebted to Alex.
Because we owe it to him because he's helped us so much in what we've done. Like, we wouldn't have any kind of filmmaking experience, basically, if it weren't for him.
Noah would be happy to live with Alex, but Noah is still living at home with his parents in Madrona. Noah has tried a few times to connect Alex with possible roommates, and one promising place was in Seattle's International District.
It's like a 3,000 square foot space, and they had all these rooms, and they were like losing roommates and stuff, and it's like $500 a month. And they said, yeah, we'll take anybody. And we said, oh, Fantasy A would be perfect for this place. And they said, oh, no, man, you know.
They said no.
They have some image in their mind of what he'll do as a roommate, and they don't like it.
Do you think it's racism?
I think it's they wouldn't claim it is. I think it's more ableist, like that he just makes them uncomfortable. Like, I don't think they feel they could hold like a conversation with him, even though it's like very easy to talk to him.
At the house in Skyway, Alex lives with his mom, Linda Hubbard. A few years ago, Linda suffered a stroke. She gets around okay on a cane. We sit in the sunshine on the lawn outside of the Rainier branch of the Seattle Public Library. And we meet here because Linda is too embarrassed by the state of her house.
And it leaks every time it rains. And there are critters coming into the house because of the holes. His dad recently had to go into a nursing home. And because of that, that's left us both to try to figure out how we're going to pay the bills.
Linda says she owns the home. She says there's just a few thousand dollars left to go on the mortgage. And you may wonder, why doesn't she just sell the place? Well, it's complicated. Linda says she owns the house with her ex-husband. And he is now in a nursing home. And she says that his side of the family isn't interested in selling. So Linda says she and Alex are stuck right now. Since her stroke, Linda has been on disability, and Alex gets money from the state, too, because of his autism. But he also works part-time for Seattle Public Utilities, sweeping floors, filing papers, and doing some data entry. The hours when Alex is not at work, he's taking buses and walking around Seattle, putting up posters.
He gets up early in the morning, doesn't come back home till nightfall. He tries to stay away as long as he could, just to feel not, you know, the walls not crumbling down on him. But that's one of the things I think, even though they don't address that part of his autism, I think it's the stability of everything. It needs to be a stable environment for him to feel safe. And even though he won't tell me that he's unsafe, he feels it.
One of the topics that is usually spinning around in Alex's mind as he walks is finding a new home.
everywhere else we're trying to move to are less affordable. So that's the reason why we cannot move right now. So that's why I'm gonna wait until I have my money saved up to get my own place.
Would you take your mom with you?
Yeah, possibly. I have to take her with me because I don't want her to like be on the streets. So that's why I want her to live with me so I can take care of her. That's seriously why I had to keep going harder and harder and harder.
Examples of Alex's love for his mom are displayed in written words. One of the first posters I ever noticed that was put up by Alex wasn't asking people to come to one of his performances. It was asking for money to help his mom right after she had her stroke. And along with writing rap songs and starring in short films, Alex is a self-published author. He wrote a book called Life in the Eyes of an Autistic Person. When I met up with Linda, she handed me a copy.
Can I hold on to this for a little bit?
You can have it. He orders a bunch of them, so.
Aw, did you see what he wrote here?
Mm-mm. I don't see much of anything anymore. He also say, for my mother, Linda Hubbard, that takes care of me as I take care of her. Oh.
Is that the first time you saw that?
Yeah. I usually go in and just look at, you know, the pictures and stuff.
Linda says for now, if they can't move out together, she'd at least like to get Alex into a cleaner, safer place before winter sets in.
That story from our episode on Safety Net, and it was produced by Sound Effects' Jennifer Wing. Jennifer is with me now. And Jennifer, what have you learned about, like, what options a guy like Fantasy A has in terms of finding housing? It sounds like he's in a pretty desperate situation. So is it just up to the kindness of strangers at this point? Is it just up to him? Like, what can he do?
No, it's not just up to him. He is connected to a social worker who is actively trying to find a place for him that would be a good fit, but it's so complicated.
What makes it complicated?
Well, so Alex is autistic. He is high-functioning autistic. He can do a lot of things independently. He can navigate the world fairly well on his own. But because he is considered to be developmentally disabled by the state, he does get money for housing. But because he is so high-functioning, he doesn't qualify for as much money as he may need to live in an expensive place such as Seattle.
Yeah. And why does that make a difference to him? Why is it important to him to live in Seattle?
Well, he's such a super fan of the city, and this is where his community is. And he knows how to navigate around town on the buses and light rail and everything. I spoke with a spokeswoman with the Department of Social and Health Services, and she says that because of Seattle's tight housing market, it's hitting the developmentally disabled community pretty hard, and that Alex is not alone, and that she is seeing heartbreaking situations where a choice has to be made. You stay in less than desirable living quarters, close to your community and friends and possibly to a job, or you have to move 20, 30 miles away to move into an adult family home. And these adult family homes are places where someone who is high functioning and independent can continue to lead a very independent life. But little things like meals, laundry, maybe someone is there on staff 24/7 to maybe give a gentle reminder about taking a shower. Those needs are taken care of. But again, those facilities within the Seattle city limits and close by outlying areas are becoming quite expensive. That's the situation they're in. And his mom is in a vulnerable place, too. She's on disability. She suffered a stroke. And her future is not very clear.
Well, he's so clear about that he, if he moves out, he's hoping that she can come with him because he's concerned about her welfare, just like she is about his.
Yes.
In an adult family home, is that a possibility?
That I do not know the answer to that question.
What?
Nope.
Oh, sorry.
No. I just evaporated. Like, I couldn't answer the question going over the bridge in the Monty Python movie.
Right. Woo! I don't know that.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And hopefully, as the state is helping Alex Fantasy A find the right place to live, hopefully everyone is thinking of the entire package, including his mom.
Yeah, it must be tricky. I mean, it seems like the message is, you know, there is a safety net for folks, but you have to kind of take it on the state's terms. Like, you can't, it's not something that's necessarily designed to cater to the specific needs of these special needs people.
Exactly. Yeah. And the spokeswoman I talked to basically said the same thing.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Sure.
Well, that's going to do it for today. We will be back in your feed this weekend with our next regular program, the theme of which is The Kids Are All Right. So be sure to tune in to that. And in the meantime, for the sound effect team, I'm Gabriel Spitzer. See you around.